Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
I'm excited about this because, Hunter, you and I have been talking since you've been on the show. It's been very interesting how things have unfolded for you. You, quote unquote, had a dream. And then it started going towards your family. And in this other realm or reality, you intervene. And then a few days later, you're walking through the woods with your son. You actually, with your son, encounter the same creature that you dreamt about.
So we go out there, and within, honestly, 10 minutes of being there, we just had this really odd feeling. Like, man, I don't know if it's just because we saw this before or if it's because there's really something going on here. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's just a familiar feeling, you know. I look over to the right, and I always thought people were crazy for saying this, but I saw a little gray dude. Somehow or another, like, this is all connected. Well, I was texting you about the whole blood type thing. I don't know if that's got something to do with it. You know, I don't know. Being negative, you know, I don't know.
Your H negative?
Yeah. Oh. I told you I had a dream about you. Do you remember that?
I do not.
I'm trying to think of how to ask this without...
Just ask it, dude.
Well, I don't want to lead you on... Okay, so the number... Does that mean anything to you?
We can't talk about this on the show.
Oh, okay.
The answer is yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I am at this place and you're there. It's just a house and it's kind of sitting way back. There's these like cloaked looking things that are following you.
Jack, just the number. Blurt that out. That's my house, bro. That's my house.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you have not checked out my documentaries, you need to go check it out at Merkel.media. Easy to remember, it's the name Merkel.media. Expedition Dogman, The Shape of Shadows, and we have another one dropping very, very soon. All right, we have a great episode today. We have Hunter here in studio. He is the Hunter from episode 510. We called it Dogman's
interdimensional portals. And he is here to give us an update as to some things he's found out, some new experiences. And along with Hunter, we are joined by Ward and Joel. Guys, how's everybody doing?
Doing great, man.
Don't speak all at one time.
Doing great. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so we're actually all working today, and we were shooting some shots and stuff for the upcoming documentary, and Hunter was scheduled to come out to the studio, and I'm like, why don't we all just sit down and do this together, you know? And so I'm excited about this because, Hunter, you and I have been talking since you've been on the show, and it's been very interesting how things have unfolded for you. And the fact that it just to remind people, because I don't want you to have to tell your whole story again, but just to remind people, I'll summarize it. And I might not be 100% accurate. Just bear with me. You quote unquote had a dream one night, and you were, let's just say, camping or something, but there was a dog man, an upright walking dog, wolf, that was eyeballing you and your family, kind of looking back and forth. And then it started going towards your family. And in this other realm or reality, you intervene and you come between your family and this creature, and it starts tearing you to pieces. You wake up sitting upright in your bed, thinking it's a bad dream, but you have cuts and scratches on your back. And so you tell your wife about the dream. And then a few days later, maybe a week later, you're walking through the woods with your son, who I think at the time was 11. And you actually, with your son, encounter the same creature that you dreamt about. And what I remember was interesting, and this is quite often the case, you guys booked it out of there. It escorted you out, essentially. It quote unquote gave chase, but if it could have gotten you if it wanted to, but it didn't. And so that, I think we ventured into the conversation of these things have rules of engagement, maybe that unless you are going on the offensive, it can't for some reason. Just an idea, thought that we had. But your son did see this thing with you, and you're out here today to talk about this story, but also other things that have come up since the last time we talked. You and I have talked a lot since then. Did I summarize that good enough?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Except we weren't camping.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah.
What were you doing?
We were in the front yard. We have a creek that runs through our front yard. And me and my son were at the creek. I was looking down in the creek, looked back up. He'd walk back over with them. And that's when I saw it.
Is this the dream or in reality?
No, the dream. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then we were out in the woods. It was like 2 months, not a week or two. It was like 2 months later.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, spot on.
Man. And so when you saw this thing and you guys get back home, at what point did it take you to realize that what you saw was what you saw in your dream?
Maybe. Well,
did it register right away?
Well, yeah, I immediately knew, like, this is familiar. Like, alarm bells going off, you know, like, where have I seen this before? And as soon as my wife said, didn't you have the dream about, like, exactly what you're talking about? And it's like, it all clicked. Mm-hmm. So, but that was like 10 minutes after we got home. So, I mean, it was basically immediately.
Wow. Yeah. So, I know you sent me pictures of something odd. And I don't know if you want to go into this conversation now or if there's a different way to go about, you know, giving people and myself updates and to the story, but also, you know, experiences that have developed since then. But I do know that you sent me those pictures, and I'd like to hit those at some point, if not now.
Yeah, I can go right into it.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially... So I'm a treasure hunter. So I metal detect all the time. I got my son a metal detector for Christmas. So we decide we're going to go out and look for treasure. We've worn out all the spots that we could possibly think of. And I'm like, you know, why don't we go back out there? I think it would be good for me and you both to go back out there first thing in the morning, you know, bright daylight, and just get back out there and get back in the woods, you know, because I mean, that's family property. It's my sister's husband's, his side of the family's property, but it's still, you know, in our family somewhat. And I've been going out there. My sister got married when I was 10. So I've been going out there for 25 years. So I talk him into it, and he's like, "Yeah, let's do it." You know, I think I'm good with it, because he was 11. Sorry, he was 11 at the time. He's 13 now. It's been 2 years, so I don't know if it's hard to remember being 11 to me. You know, I don't really remember what my mindset was between 11 and 13. So I'm just trying to fill him out the best I can, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to scar him. I don't want him to be scared to go to bed, you know? So he's like, yeah, you know, he's got this new metal detector, so let's go out there. So we go out there, and within, honestly, 10 minutes of being there, we just had this really odd feeling, just like, man, I don't know if it's just because we saw this before or if it's because there's really something going on here. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's just a familiar feeling, you know. And I'm like, I'm just going to make pictures just to see. You know, we didn't see anything. We didn't hear anything. It was just a really odd feeling. So I'm snapping pictures. Forgot I even made the pictures. We go home that night. Didn't think anything else about it. Probably a week, maybe 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, I made those pictures. I need to look at them. So I'm looking at the pictures, and I didn't notice it at first, because you really have to zoom in, you know, on the picture to see it. And that's what I sent you, was a zoomed in picture. But the original photo, it's like 60 yards away. You know, iPhone camera's not real great, you know, but if you zoom in, you can really tell. And the progression of pictures that I took, you can see this thing in between the tree stump, or it's like a split tree. It's like in a V, and it looks like a dog. I mean, it looks like a evil looking dog, you know?
Red eyes.
Yeah. Well, the first picture didn't have red eyes.
Really?
The second one, they're kind of a really light orangish pinkish color. And the third picture, they're bright red, and it's moving in each picture.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think you told me that.
Yeah.
When you sent me, because you sent me the picture with the red eye one, and I was like,
yeah, I didn't send you those ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I just asked you. I was like, well, what? Because you said, tell me what you see. Oh, and I'm a tree stand. Like in the back where that V is in the tree, I saw what you're referencing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't. And you put me in a position where I was like, I don't want to make something that it's not.
I didn't want to, like, you know, put something in your mind, though. You know,
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so I just, I decided to let you kind of tell me what it was. And you told me where to look. And I was like, yeah. And I even told Lindsay, I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Because she was sitting next to me. And I asked you, you know, about it. And I remember you saying you were going to go back. And I don't know if you ever did go back to take pictures and stuff to see if it's still there. But I didn't know that you actually can see it moving, which means it was actually something there. Yeah. It wasn't like, you know, part of a tree stump that had like a red marble on it or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll send you.
Can you move that microphone a little closer to your mouth?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll scoot up. How about that? I'll send you the progression pictures so you can put them in the show notes or whatever.
That'd be cool.
But like, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. It was just a weird feeling, you know? And so pretty much that you mean, I'm just leading into everything else that's happened, because that.
I got a quick question for
you. Yeah.
So when you're looking at it, how low is the stump? Like, how low is this dog?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I totally forgot. This one was totally different from what I saw before. This one was like, so the split in the tree is about 4 feet.
Okay.
The dog's head, like, all you can really see is like from here up, maybe chest up. And it looks like he's looking like away from us, but the eye is facing us. And you can just see one eye. But it's probably 4 feet up. And he looked like, to me, what somebody would describe as like a hellhound. Like, that's just the first thing that popped in my mind when I saw it. Not dog man or werewolf. Like, this thing looked like what you would think of as a hellhound.
Do you remember the date of either the first sighting with your son or this one that you're talking about now?
Here, I was showing him the picture.
It was the first sighting my son and I had was April the 10th of 2022. And then this one was, I got the date on it. I can look it up.
I had another question as well. So the treasure hunting, have you done this prior to having the dream and the...
Oh yeah, it'll take my whole life, yeah.
Have you found anything, say, in the last, like, or the previous 6 months or so before having that dream of note?
Man, I never thought about that.
That's a good question.
You bring anything in the house?
This is why the group's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. We found, you know, like old vases. We found, but not like a glass vase. It looked like a metal vase. But it was made out of metal. We found a bunch of old coins. Just old chains, and, you know, not like anything you would think of as like being like a sacred object or something like that.
It's hard to tell, though.
Well, true. But nothing like remarkable or anything.
Have you come across anything since in that area where you had the sighting?
No, I've only been back out there that one time.
Okay.
And back to the height, was it this face in the picture I just saw, is it about 4 feet, you think, from the ground? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So if it was some sort of bipedal dogman or something, it would have been crouched down in that position more than likely.
Right.
Okay.
Or
coming out of the ground.
Well,
okay.
I'm just saying, like, we're talking about things that are makes dimensional, sense. You know?
Yeah. The other one was February 1st.
Okay.
Can you imagine that, though?
Of this year.
Like, coming out of the ground?
Like, imagine being on the other side of the tree and seeing it at full body and only seeing half the body because the rest of it's still in the ground.
In the ground, yeah.
That'd be crazy. But no, I mean, that's actually a really good point, Ward, about the treasure hunting and bringing possessions into the house.
Well, I've seen that before. I can show you a pretty dramatic full body apparition that I've seen caught related to someone finding an artifact and bringing back to their house.
It's
kind of similar. I'll find it.
Yeah, find it and send it to Jack so he can share it with the people.
That never crossed my mind.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even know if I remember if you even said about treasure hunting when we first talked.
I don't think I've ever told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been treasure hunting since, you know, it's not like I go every weekend. We go once every few months, you know. It's not like I, you know, dedicated, that's my career, you know. Yeah. But it's just something to do as a hobby, you know.
That's wild. And it's something to consider for everybody that does treasure hunting. I mean, I know it's something that I'm trying to get into. My son is fascinated by treasure hunting and he wants to start doing that with me. And it's just like, well, that could be a fun thing that father, son can do together, you know, but what are you finding and what are you bringing into the house? But, you know, also like with this area and the history of it, I've been recently becoming more and more aware of maybe the dark spiritual nature of this area. And it's ancient. But there's a lot of people here, whether it stems from, you know, Native American times to European settlers bringing witchcraft over. But it seems like this area, and when I say this area, I mean from East Tennessee out to Middle Tennessee, north, south kind of thing, this general area, mm-hmm. Appalachia, seems like there's a lot of like old magic here that's still practiced by people.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.